Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to Redmen News. I'm your host, Ross Chandley, joined today by Jack Gill. Just a lot of not going on, Jack, if that makes any sense at all. So what we're going to do today is give you a news sandwich. I'm going to give you some bad news, followed by some good news. What about bad news? And then more good news. And then more bad news. So we'll get through this as quickly as we can. Starting with Jack. Irritating Thiago Alcantara update issued as local fans wait seemingly set to continue. He obviously went off after the Everton game with an injury, but according to Empire of the Cop, who was citing The Echo, it is also understood that Thiago Alcantara's involvement is by no means guaranteed, despite initial suggestions that the international break will provide him with sufficient recovery time. He wrote in The Echo, the Spaniard is not yet in full training either, and Liverpool's medical staff only expect a clearer picture on this fitness to emerge as the week progresses. So basically, one of the players that we wanted to hang our hat on, Jack, and thought was going to be okay for this weekend's game, is now in doubt.
Yeah, I'm absolutely good, mate. I think I speak on behalf of all Liverpool fans when I say that this whole summer felt like just waiting for this man to walk through the door. He did. We were all really excited to see him play. Obviously, we saw him in that second half against Chelsea with an outstanding second half performance. And then he plays incredibly against Everton, ends up having a leg-breaking tackle on him by Richarlison, and we haven't seen him since. And, you know, all them injuries before the international break, and even with Gomez's and Henderson's during the international break, there was always the boost that, yeah, we'd have Thiago and Fabinho back, but now that's looking unlikely. So, you know, I think it's going to be a bit of a nervy game against Leicester.
Yeah, they've got some injuries as well, though. I saw this morning, Jones, who's out, and a couple of others. But obviously, we're literally down to our bare bones, if that at the minute, which will be interesting. Let us know your thoughts on that in the comments below. Let's move swiftly on. And this is a stat which I saw Gini Van Alden scored last night, Jack, and obviously, I think Holland actually beat Poland. They might have been 2-1. But Gini Van Alden has equaled Harry Kane's goal scoring record with yet another strike for the Netherlands. So Gini Van Alden has now scored as many goals in his last 20 games for the Netherlands as Harry Kane has for England with yet another 2-1 win over Poland. It's the same thing every time Gini goes international duty, Jack, of like, he obviously plays a different role, but like he has been banging in goals, to be fair to him. And every time he puts on a Liverpool kit, like apart from the exception of like obviously the Barcelona game, you know, there will be others of like he just doesn't seem to have that finishing prowess as he does for the Netherlands. But like, you know, loads of people, I'm going to say, wank off Harry Kane for what he does for England. Like, Gini Van Alden's doing that from midfield.
Yeah, Gini's got a bit of everything to his game. I know we spoke about this on the Reds newsroom earlier on in the week, and I'm a massive fan of Gini. I was gutted over the summer with everyone sort of treating it as it was Thiago or Gini, because obviously everyone's going to want Thiago, a world-class midfielder, one of the best in the world. Everyone's going to want that, but people were so willing to sacrifice Gini, who gives us a whole new dimension. But the brilliant thing about Gini Wijnaldum is we see what he does for Liverpool perfectly in that role. And I was saying how good he is in games like he was against Manchester City before the international break. But, you know, I think the fact that he can do what he did for Netherlands too gives us a whole new dimension. He can play in numerous different roles for Liverpool, but clearly Klopp prefers him in the more defensive role that we see him play for the Reds.
Yeah, he's got two legs that work as well, Jack. That comes in handy if you're playing for Liverpool at the moment. So hopefully he hasn't been overworked. And I saw a start, I think it was from Simon Brundish. I think, you know, if he plays the next couple of games, I think he'll play like 8 games or 7 games in 21 days, roughly, you know, if he comes up with all the Liverpool games in the next couple of weeks. So, you know, please just stay safe, Jeannie. More bad news. Liverpool. More bad news for Liverpool as Paul Joyce predicts key players' absence versus Leicester. Jordan Henderson obviously went away with England on international duty, then pulled out the squad. But according to Paul Joyce in the Times, he doesn't think that he'd be fit for Sunday. There is some other injury news which we'll get to in a minute. But again, Jack, just as we said before, equally frustrating. I certainly have voiced my opinion on it, international duties and friendlies and kind of all that stuff. But it feeds onto what you were saying before of like, we were struggling in defence, as it were, and now it feels like bit by bit our midfield's being picked off as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was the thing before the international break, the boost that we may have the midfield back, but now that's looking unlikely and we've got even less numbers than we seemed to before the international break. It's difficult at the minute. And, you know, I saw the EFL pass the five substitutions thing yesterday, hoping the Premier League will follow suit, but it seems to be very quiet on that front at the moment.
I don't think we can name five substitutions in the chat, to be honest with you.
That's the thing, mate, as well. You can look at it that way. And I wouldn't be surprised if Klopp names less than seven at the weekend, just to prove a point as well, just to say, look, we're down to the bare bones. So actually, we can't field a whole bench because I think we saw Pep Guardiola do it at one point last season. When they were struggling with injuries, and you know the under 23s are playing at the weekend, the under 18s as well. It may be that Klopp only has his first team to choose from. I know they'd probably allow him to take whoever he wants, but you know it may be that Klopp just thinks, I'm just going to prove it, try and make a point here and name six subs on the bench because that's all I've got available to me.
Yeah, I think he did something similar for the Champions League game the other week. I think you could have named 12 substitutes and he named 10, maybe, but that's different because you have to name a Champions League squad, but you know the points still stand the same. Good news from David Lynch last night. He said, I'm told that PGMOL have removed David Coote from VAR duty for Liverpool's game against Leicester on Sunday for operational reasons rather than anything relating to his controversial role at the Merseyside derby. Bollocks, that, isn't it, Jack? You know, operational reasons. He's just not good enough. He would have got a load of stick. He's incompetent at doing his job. Obviously, they can't go out and say that, but we can.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to be careful about what I say now. The guy's an arsehole. and, you know, I was very surprised when it was announced after the Everton game and, you know, Liverpool produced a formal complaint on that game. So I was very surprised. I think it was a massive error of judgment in the first place that the Premier League decided to put him on VAR for our game at the weekend. But it's good to see that once they've ballsed up this time, they've tried to sort something out about it and not allowed him to actually do it. But with that being said, is it that the Premier League have pulled him off or that he's thought, oh shit, I don't want this again and pulled himself off the game? I'm just glad he's not on VAR, to be honest with you. Yeah.
We've got to take the small wins at the minute, haven't we? And you know, that's a little glimmer of hope for the weekend ahead, and it helps them fine. More bad news. Egyptian Association announces that Mo Salah and Elneny swab test positive for COVID-19 and both will remain in isolation. I think this is his third test that he's had, Jack, and I think, you know, it's probably going to speak for everyone here when I kind of said, OK, this time it might come back negative and it'll be all right to play the weekend, but obviously that rules them out for Leicester and Atalanta at least. I don't know what to say anymore. So that's like,
we've been through defence, we've been through midfield.
Yeah, we're on forwards now, yeah.
So yeah, it's one of them things. Personally, I wasn't sure if he would be available for Leicester even if he did pass positive. You know, he's had pass negative, sorry. He's had two positive tests already, and would the government allow that to happen? Who knows? They make the rules up as they go along, don't they? So anything could have happened. We could have seen Salah. But yeah, after two positive tests, I would have been very surprised to see him test negative. But that being said, we've all seen what happened with Elon Musk. So anything can happen.
Yeah, possible. What are we on now? We're back on. I think we're still on bad news. Oh, this is bad news and good news. Andy Robertson, Elias' injury fears, but Nico Williams is given a rest due to knock. Andy Robertson returned from injury to start for Scotland last night, but his fellow Liverpool fullback Nico Williams was an unused substitute on Wales due to a knock. Obviously, there was some concern over Robertson. I think he mentioned after the game on Friday night that he felt a tight hamstring, but in the UEFA Nations League game last night, he played a full 90 minutes, which it's frustrating, Jack, but I think it also might allude to the fact that he is fit and that he is fine. Obviously, you want to reduce the amount of game time that these players are playing. as a local fan, Scotland have already qualified for the Euros, so like I just don't get the Nations League as it is, but like I need to park that one side. He's available for his national team. He's got no other play every game.
Yeah, I wonder if Jurgen Klopp had a word with Steve Clark before the international break and sort of said, look, I don't mind you playing Robertson in the big games, but please try and not play him in all three. And when Robertson said that, obviously he had cramp after that 120 minutes against Serbia, I'm sure Klopp was on the phone straight away saying not to rush him into any games. But, you know, last night was another big game for Scotland as they wanted to push for that top of the group, I believe, in the Nations League. So
I don't know how that works. They've not been promoted.
I don't either. But, you know, I think it's one of them things. And luckily, he seems to be okay after that game yesterday. And hopefully he'll come back to Liverpool now, have a bit of a break before the game at the weekend. But the worst thing about all this is I don't see the end of all these injuries. I don't see the end of it all because the fixture list is still heavily congested after this international break. And with the amount of games that the players that aren't currently injured are now going to have to play, I can just see loads more injuries coming around the corner too, which is worrying.
Just sticking on that, and for the people at home listening and for watching, are you for or against the five substitute rule, which I know you mentioned was brought to the Championship? So if they're doing it, it makes sense to do it in the Premier League, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm massively for it. I can't lie, I wasn't after Project Restart because I thought it slowed the game, managers were using it wrong. But seeing what's happening now, the health of the players and the safety of the players is so much more important. And at this rate, we won't make it to the end of the season with being able to play football because of the amount of injuries these players are picking up. The part of the season that usually has the most injuries is the winter period where it's heavily congested. And the fact that there's been all this fixture congestion before that, prior to that, I think that there's going to be even more injuries over the Christmas period. And seeing how bare, not only us, but Leicester, Man City, teams like that all have injuries too. Seeing how bare clubs like us are getting, I think is very, very worrying. And you know, I think part of the reason the fixture list is so congested is because they're desperate to get the Euros played in the summer. But at the end of the day, the authorities need to understand that at this rate, the Euros won't be able to go ahead with the top players at the Euros if everybody's injured. We've already seen Van Dijk probably won't be able to make the Euros. Gomez too. How many more high-profile names won't be able to make big competitions because the authorities are messing them about?
Yeah, it increases our chances of getting a gainer, doesn't it, Jack? You know, In fact, I don't think I would have gotten a Roy Hodgson side, so I'm going to shut up. Final news story: Liverpool Champions League match could be moved to an alternative stadium in Germany. This broke this morning, according to Dom King of the Daily Mail. Obviously, a solid source. But Dortmund's I can't even pronounce that, so I'm going to bother butchering it. It's been earmarked to host the game. It is indeed moved. Obviously, there's concerns about COVID-19. I think it's for the Midtjylland game this month. I'm fine with that, Jack. I think it's a process that might have to happen. We've seen it happen with a couple of other games before. If it keeps the local players that are left safe and well, fine.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw at one point they wanted to move it to Albania, but, you know, I don't know if my geography's right here, but I'd be happier if it's in Germany because I think it's closer to England. Who knows? Yeah. I don't know.
Germany's definitely closer than Albania.
Yeah, I needed to work a bit harder at school. It may be that we've already won the group by then or already qualified by then. And in that case, I may even think at that point in time, then, you know what, forfeit the game and just rest the lads for 1 week. But yeah,
it was through at that point. If we beat Atalanta, I'd play kits for the last two games because
the issue is the Champions League squad, isn't it? You've got to issue the squad, so it may be that we end up having to play top players or at least put them on the bench still because
that's fine. Give a little holiday. It's fine.
Yeah, I'd rather say, you know what, it's the complication anyway, you're having to move the game, just give you the 3 points, enjoy.
Yeah. Get to your comments now. Etik Boxen, sorry. I can't take this bullshit anymore. Injuries and COVID. All of that. Fernando Coran says it's like someone cursed Liverpool. It does very much feel like that. After 30 years of waiting for a title, it's just all gone to shit.
Grobbelaar needs to piss on absolutely everything.
Yeah. That's fine with that. And Lorne, like I said, thoughts on Pep Guardiola signing his contract until 2023. That's something that broke I think it's not official yet, but I think it's pretty close. Oh, Tom's giving me the okay. Yeah, it's official. Sounds. I'm alright with it. You know, as much as people don't like him, or you know, he moans or whatever, and the amount of money they spend, Jack. You know, a few of us have voiced our opinion on that, including Ben Kelly. There's no denying he's a good manager. He brings something to the Premier League, so you know, I'm all right with it. I mean, I'd rather he didn't, if I'm being honest, but fine.
Outstanding manager, and you know, one of the best in the game, and having him in the Premier League brings a huge competitive element. Having him in the same league as Jurgen Klopp puts Klopp, you know, on a pedestal above him at the minute, because everyone can see what's going on and what Klopp's doing with his Liverpool team. And you know what? Maybe it puts Klopp under pressure to sign a new contract with us, because maybe he sees Pep at City still and staying at City, and Klopp thinks, you know what? I want more years with Liverpool. I want to keep Liverpool above Man City for many years to come. So we don't know what will happen with this. Klopp seems pretty intent on taking a sabbatical after this. But yeah.
He signed a new contract, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, but you know,
you want it longer. Klopp forever. Yeah, yeah. I think we all want that. Thank you very much for listening and for watching. If you want something else to watch tonight, exclusively on redmantv.com, we have a documentary of Brendan Rodgers' Liverpool. Si's worked incredibly hard on this over the past couple of weeks and months. Includes interviews with Jose Enrique, Lucas Leiva, Jamie Carragher, Mel Reddy, James Pearce, and Paul Machin. Can't forget that one, otherwise I'll get sacked. But it's out at 7 o'clock tonight at RedmanTV.com. It's absolute belt. If you want something to watch between now and the game on Sunday, please do go and check that out. We'll be back on Monday with the news, but obviously on the main Redman TV channel, we'll have all the match covered for Leicester on Sunday. So have a nice weekend, and we'll see you soon. Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.